At least 6,000 Russian troops have effectively taken control over Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula, where many forces surrounded several Ukrainian army bases. Outside at least one base, people prayed for peace. In this difficult time, the Ukrainian Orthodox Church views it as her task to prevent more bloodshed between soldiers, this archbishop says. Yet there was no sign that tensions were easing. Ukraine's interim government even launched a treason case against the head of the Navy, who surrendered his headquarters on Sunday in the Crimean port of Sevastopol, on only his second day on the job. Denis Beresovsky was shown on Russian television swearing allegiance to the pro-Russian regional leaders of Crimea. While as many as 1 million Ukrainian men were called up to serve in the Ukrainian army, questions remained whether enough guns and uniforms could be found. Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk appealed for Western support.
This is not the threat. This is actually the declaration of war to my country.
Yet the international community was weighing its options. In a statement, the White House said the leaders of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom and the United States and the President of the European Council and President of the European Commission have joined together to condemn what it called the Russian Federation's clear violation of the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.